Separation from the World, circa 1875. The angel repeated with solemnity these words: "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." Matthew 10, verse 37 to 39. Those who are continually seeking to save their good name in the world, who dress, talk, and act like the world, and unite with the mass of professed Christians in order to have influence among them and to be approved of them, are seeking to save their lives. Every case passes in review before Christ in the heavenly sanctuary, before he ceases to plead for man. Every name is repeated by the recording angel. Their moral worth is estimated. Their acts and deeds are weighed in an even balance, and they are rewarded according to their works. Those who served the world and who were ashamed of the cross of Christ, who studied their own convenience rather than the will of God, their names are read by the recording angel, and they are pronounced unworthy of Christ's protection and love, and their life is lost beyond redemption. The Prince of Life is ashamed of them and disowns them before his Father and his holy angels. Those who have left all to follow Christ in this world, denied themselves and endured reproach for his sake, choosing Christ before the world and every earthly friend, and esteem the cross of Christ greater riches than any worldly treasure, will save their lives. Their names are read by the recording angel, and Jesus repeats their names with his own dear voice. He acknowledges them as his jewels before his Father and the heavenly host. They are counted worthy of everlasting life. Their every error and past sin is blotted out. Every transgression is covered. And he bids the angel with the writer's inkhorn to place a mark or sign upon their foreheads, that the destroying angel may pass them over and not hurt them. Then he gives another angel, clad in warlike garments, directions to go forth and follow the angel with the writer's inkhorn, and slay utterly old and young, both men, women, and little children. Those who were ashamed of Christ are appointed among the number to be cut down by the destroying angel. That name they cherished too highly to be given to Christ, that they wished to preserve to be honored by the world, they lose. It finds no place in the book of life. It lives not among the holy angels. It finds its place in the book of death, to be lost among those appointed unto death.